Whopper, 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 Junior, double, triple Whopper, flame grill taste with perfect toppers, I rule this day. Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup, it's okay if I don't want that impossible or bacon Whopper, any Whopper my way. You rule your season today and be.
Yeah, hello? Oh yeah, baby. Welcome back.
Welcome back
to BK. Have it your way. Whopper, 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 Whopper. You know what I'm saying?
So what motivated you to play this song as an intro?
Well, quite possibly.
Not what I was expecting.
Every single commercial. It doesn't matter what's going on TV.
Yeah.
Typically with the NFL. This just comes out of nowhere. The Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. And I noticed they didn't have any Super Bowl ads for Burger King, even though this is like the best ad of the year.
Why would they? They don't need ads.
Exactly. And that's what they came out and said. So, yeah, they were like, basically, this is advertising for already for ourselves. People are just making TikToks and...
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Is it like a new song?
They put it on Spotify. They actually like release them as songs.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought you searched it up on YouTube.
I was looking up why they didn't have it during the Super Bowl, and this is why. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome back, everyone. It's time. It's showtime, baby. Here we are on WMFO. This is 91.5. You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio. You know how it is. Juan Chicken Tenzers back in the stew.
Back in the stew. It is a not beautiful day today, but here we are to brighten everyone's day up.
Here we are. We were just saying, every day we've come into the studio, it's been a bright, beautiful day, but today is just... It's not that, and it's a shame.
It's our job. We have to.
We got
to
come in. It's our job, but it's more than a job. We love doing this. We love you guys, our beautiful listeners, and we love listening to some beautiful music over some riveting conversations, to say the least. Am I right?
You are very absolutely right.
Very absolutely right. That's what I like to hear. So, how should we start this one off today? How are you guys feeling?
A song, obviously.
A song is
always.
Usually a
good idea. What are we playing? We got Gotta Give It Up by Marvin Gaye right now.
Yeah, this is our typical go-to starter. You know what? I was really inspired for some reason.
With what?
But I don't know. When I was walking over here in a light drizzle looking up at the gray sky, I was just thinking to myself, I was in my head and I was like, where is it, man?
Where is what?
Where is my mind?
Where is your mind? Well, where is it? Have you found it?
Not yet, but I'm going to bring you guys on the journey to discover where, in fact, my mind resides at the moment. So take it away.
Are we throwing some pixie dust?
A little bit of Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, pixie dust. Here we go. Let's kick it off with the Pixies.
The Pixies. Not the ones from... Oh, what's the show with Timmy Turner?
Oh, the fairies, Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
Dude, that was great. Fun fact.
You know the Pixies in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Pixies.
Oh, with the rap.
Yeah.
Fun fact, my brother's best friend's mom is the voice of Timmy Turner.
No way.
And several other voices.
Your brother's
best friend's mom.
Wow.
Anyways.
That's awesome.
Let's kick it off with Pixies. Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Stop.
yeah.
That was Where Is My Mind by
the
Pixies. Is it the Pixies or Pixies?
I think it's just Pixies.
Yeah.
But not to be confused with the Pixies from Fairly Odd Parents. Yeah.
We're the Pixies.
Where's the music?
Sorry. There we go.
Yes.
The volume was a bit too low.
Back with the Bob l'éponge, as they call it in
Bob l'éponge.
That's what they call it in French.
In Spanish, it's Bob Esponja. Anyway.
Dude, there's a meme about some kid, for some reason, grew up watching TV only in French, but in the US, and he went to school, and he was so hyped on this new show he found. He's like, yo, anybody watch Bob l'éponge?
No way.
And he got clowned on. I think that's hilarious. So SpongeBob is the all-time classic.
Tell me a little bit about your brother's best friend's mom.
Oh my gosh. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Well, she is low-key like the most, like one of the most famous voice actresses in the biz.
She did
so many of like our childhood TV voices. I'm going to look it up real quick.
So you said she did Timmy Turner?
She did Timmy Turner.
Didn't know it was made by a woman.
Right?
That's crazy.
She did the original Ben 10.
Ben 10.
Which is probably the craziest to me because I am Ben 10.
You
and
are.
Growing up, that was so cool.
I knew Ben 10 voice.
I remember there was one day, I don't know why, I was at a church. I don't know what it was for, with some friends, and we just convinced people that I was Ben 10.
How old were you? I was gonna
be in the movie. I was probably like 10.
Oh, that you were like the actor.
That I was like
live
the guy, and they were like, "No way, that's your name. Like you're the real one." I'm like, "Yeah, man."
Did you have the watch?
No.
You had
Dude,
to. Have the
you know
watch.
What? I haven't done it for anyway. For those listening who are confused, my name is Ben Tenzer.
Yeah.
This major childhood phenomena was Ben 10, so I was him. I've never dressed up as him for Halloween. I gotta do that.
You gotta do that next Halloween.
I gotta get the full fit going and all that. Anyways, yeah, so Tara Strong is her name. Ben
what
10,
else?
She was... Did you ever watch Teen Titans?
Yeah.
She was...
No way.
The redhead. Starfire.
Okay. The redhead.
Yeah, sorry, I blanked. Blanked on her name. I think she was... I don't want to get this wrong here. Oh, she was one of the Powerpuff Girls.
Which one?
Bubbles.
Bubbles is a light blue.
She's got just like so many. She was that's like My cool. Little Pony.
I feel like that's such a cool job.
Yeah. Dude, I'm looking at like 20 credits all within the last year. It's a bunch of like minor roles, but she has had a lot
I mean,
of roles.
Timmy Turner and Ben 10 are not.
Those are major.
And
those are
Bubbles?
Major. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's pretty... That's massive.
Anyways, everyone, I hope you're having a pretty good day.
Yeah.
It's 1:13. It's,
1:13.
Not so nice outside, but, you know, we do what we can to,
brighten up.
Brighten up,
to clear up the skies of your life.
Yeah. That's what we live for. Anyways, what do we got today?
Well, we've got... I think we're gonna talk about some... movie soundtracks.
But
maybe later. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
It's another would you rather.
Okay, I would.
You would?
Huh. Or I might
you
rather.
You would regret that.
I might rather.
Would you rather? I feel like we should stop doing would you rather. It's the only thing
these
we
are great. These are great.
But these are great. Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or feel like you need to sneeze but never do sneeze for the rest of your life? You know what I mean? Like that feeling.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's like you're about to get a massive load of satisfaction after sneezing.
A
but
massive
you never
load,
do.
Huh?
Of satisfaction. Because
that's what I was going to say.
My goodness.
In a very non-sus way, the feeling of having to sneeze reminds me of a different feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sneezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having that built-up feeling without ever being able to release all the time... That sounds like hell.
Maybe.
I think I'd hiccup all... Wait, what's the hiccup scenario? You just hiccup all the time?
What's a hiccup? It's like...
No, I know what a hiccup is.
I don't just ask what a hiccup was.
But you hiccup just all the time?
Like
oh, hiccups suck.
Like, yeah. Like, you never get rid of your hiccups. No matter what you do.
I'd probably rather have the hiccups.
What? You're insane.
Dude, like, the sneeze would drive me crazy.
But the hiccups?
Dude, but even when that happens
you're
to
like,
me...
You're like, lungs or whatever start to hurt. doesn't that happen? I mean, I've had hiccups for like 3 days.
Straight. Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. And it's painful. Like,
did you
painful.
Try holding your breath?
Fuck you. Yes, of course.
There's so many stupid ways to apparently get rid of hiccups.
The one I don't buy is the whole getting scared.
Oh my god, yeah, that's actually ridiculous.
I've tried. Maybe I'm just...
Well, how do you even get scared? Because, like, you know it's coming.
Boo.
Ah! Oh, my hiccups are gone.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
What am I supposed to do? Like, I got the hiccups. Let's go sit down and watch a 2-hour scary movie. I'm not going to be scared.
You know which one works well?
What?
Drinking water, like, upside down. Have you tried that?
What do you mean upside down?
Like, you put your head, you kind of, like, bend over. Like, you put the top of your head down. Yeah, try it out. Yeah. Okay. And then you grab the cup and you drink. No, not sideways. Like this. Upside down.
So your head is upside down, not the bottle.
Like, no, the bottle, so it's upside down, and then you drink. You drink like you would, but... So you know how when you're drinking from a cup of water, the cup is resting in your bottom lip?
Uh-huh.
Well, here it's resting in your upper lip. And you start drinking and swallowing with your head upside down. And that one really works. It's magical.
Okay.
That was very descriptive.
All right. That's really something there. Wow, I lost my playlist here.
The music one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about...
I got it.
Who do you think is the GOAT of... what's it called? Movie, song, music. I forgot the name.
That's what I was looking for.
I mean...
Well, it's number... I mean, right? It's John Williams. Yeah. There's no question.
John Williams.
Movie.
Some people argue with me about that.
Really?
Yeah. It's like...
Who do they have?
What's the dude from Interstellar?
I know. Oh my god. Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer. I mean, amazing.
Yeah, he was a dad at my high school.
Fuck up.
I'm from LA.
Yeah, clearly. No way.
Yeah.
Did you meet Hans Zimmer's?
No. We had a crazy roster, dude. We had Aaron Sorkin. You know who that is?
No.
Major screenwriter. He wrote The Social Network.
No way.
So many other films. He's big time.
That's crazy. Hans Zimmer's
daughter was there.
Daughter?
I didn't know her that well.
Wow. Crazy.
I guess I should have. Whatever. There was one song that I was thinking of. Okay. All right. You know what? Here's a great movie album, and it's not what you would expect.
What is it?
And we're just going to play the first song, and then maybe another one from this album, because it's so good. The Lion King.
Okay. I'm not expecting it.
You know who did it?
Who?
Elton John.
All of it?
Like, all of it.
The new one, or?
No. The original.
No way.
1994.
He
made all the music. He didn't sing all of the music.
He, like, wrote?
But he wrote the music.
Hans Zimmer did one of them, actually.
Of course he did.
A bunch of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for him.
Oh, Elton John. Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
I just can't wait to be king. That's Elton John, Circle of Life.
Yeah, that's such a good song, man.
Can you feel the love tonight? Wow, I just realized.
I'm telling you, man.
It's such a banger.
It's a great playlist.
Wow.
Which one do you want to hear right now?
Well, I think I want to hear I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Oh, yeah.
Or Hakuna Matata.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? This is such a good playlist.
It is. I'm looking over right now.
I don't know why that hasn't caught on more. Maybe it did at the time, but like, why aren't people just going around saying Hakuna Matata?
Dude, I remember being a kid and everyone would start singing about that song.
Let's bring it back. Let's just go around. Anytime anything happens, Hakuna Matata.
We're bringing it back, baby.
Yeah, baby.
It's going to be in TikTok in a week. You'll see.
All right, so we're going to play from the original Lion King soundtrack. This is Hakuna Matata.
The live action animated.
This one has 220 million streams.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah.
200
And that's
million?
On Spotify. This album came out in 1994. So since Spotify's release,
wow.
It has this many streams.
Do you think people would buy... We're Gen Zers here. We don't know about physical music. Do you think people would buy, like, movie soundtracks, like DVDs?
100%.
Yeah, what about, like,
this
vinyl?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. I mean, I remember the CD era very well.
I do like CDs. I said that, and then I remember I definitely had like soundtracks for movies.
That was
and
the
CD.
Big. Dude, I used to listen to audiobooks on CD in the car with my mom.
Audiobooks?
Yeah, we didn't listen, like growing up, we weren't listening to the radio until probably late elementary school. We would listen to CDs.
Of audiobooks?
Not all, no, like sometimes,
oh, like
but
music.
Like we'd have
yeah,
music.
Yeah.
We'd
yeah,
have
me
like
too, me too.
The Lion King soundtrack. Not exactly. And there was one really influential CD in my childhood. It was like my best friend's like 10th birthday. And the party favor was a CD of like his favorite music. It was so good. It put me on. That's how I was introduced
the
to...
The party what?
Oh, we call them party favors.
What's that?
After the party, they do you a little favor. No, it's like a gift bag for
yeah.
the people who went to the party.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, we would do the same shit.
And then he gave out a CD.
I thought that was like an Argentina thing.
Oh, no, that's just a being a good... person thing.
No
I guess.
Way. Like the little bag with the candy
yeah, yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they would give CDs.
Yeah, oh, they did too?
They did too, yeah, yeah, no, that's what I meant. Like,
oh, no way.
Like compilation, like a mixtape.
Yeah,
like.
mixtape.
Wow.
I mean, he had the song Replay by Iaz, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Shawty Like a Melody.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how I discovered that song for my
no
friend's
way.
Birthday mixtape. Anyway,
crazy.
let's get into this. You know, sometimes life gets you down, it's a dreary day. It's fine, but at the end of the day...
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. So here we have performing Hakuna Matata from the original Lion King. The original cast of Lion King. Nathan Lane, Ernie, Sabella, Jason Weaver. Let's just get it going. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. Why, when he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma like a certain...
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. The
I
young
don't
warthog.
Remember this part.
It's because it's still in the bit of the movie before they really break in a song.
How long is this?
It's only like 2 more minutes.
Oh. Of this or 2 more minutes of the whole
oh,
song?
Oh, no, the whole song. Well, oh, they're about to start. They're about to start. Let's get it going.
I wouldn't...
Not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing praise.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yes, sing it, kid.
It's our problem free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
You know what's going on? We thought there was a lot more singing in this song.
Yeah.
This is the part where Simba's going from kid to adult. Oh, he's about to come in. He's about
oh,
to come in.
Oh, shit.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's a problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Wow, what a banger. I thought it was going to be pure just Hakuna Matata. Like,
yeah, I thought there was a lot more Hakuna Matata in there.
I think they said Hakuna Matata like 4 times for it to be such a wonderful word. Like,
it's definitely a wonderful phrase.
I mean, it is, but you should repeat it more. So it's,
yeah, they should.
How did it get so stuck in our brain if they say it so little?
You know why? That's just the song. I swear they say it in the movie more. Like, they'll just be walking around and something happens and he's just like, ah, Hakuna Matata, man.
That makes sense.
It's just life, man.
You know what is starting to get stuck into my brain?
What?
The little riffs of the SpongeBob music.
The bubbly punch. Dude, it's so good.
We're playing it so much that you can freestyle.
I might have an episode where I freestyle.
We should bring in Rolando and you and freestyle.
Oh my god. Rolando would absolutely knock it out of the park. He's actually a fire freestyler.
Yeah. We should do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. You know what other company? Ooh, it's almost half of the show already. We should get 2 hours. Anyway.
We should get 2 hours.
Pixar music.
Yeah. Pixar's the greatest, man. I mean,
you got Randy Newman. You know who that is?
I do, because he did most of it.
You got a friend in me.
That's so underrated, man.
Underrated?
Like, as a song?
Properly rated. I think people think
You know what? I think it was properly rated. I think it's becoming forgotten about.
It is.
But it's so good. Toy Story itself is amazing. Not getting the love it deserves.
Dude, Toy Story, I think, is a masterpiece.
It is such a masterpiece. Let's rewatch Toy Story.
And Lion King.
Yeah.
But
let's just watch all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Although my favorite Pixar movie was Cars.
Yeah. I like Toy Story better, though.
Toy Story is amazing, but Lightning McQueen was my guy.
Think about what Pixar does. They, like, get the most mundane things and objects that you don't think about, like toys or bugs, and they, like, make
a whole... That was a weak one.
No.
Bug's Life?
You should rewatch it.
I guess that's the one I've seen the least.
It's one of the first ones. Like,
yeah,
it makes sense.
I know.
But like,
it's okay.
They grab these like cars and they like make a whole like universe around it. It's like, and they make it so like you feel like, according to my parents, when I was a kid, after watching Toy Story, I'd get very attached to my toys after.
Oh, I still.
I mean, yeah.
I'm concerned. Every now and then I leave the room and I come back in quick and check.
Right, yeah? Yeah, and you're like, oh, you moved around.
Yeah, right?
And you don't like want to let go. Like,
I still have all my toys.
Right?
I haven't gotten rid of them.
It created a generation of hoarders. Hoarders.
Of hoarders.
How do you say it?
Hoarders. Hoarders? Hoarders.
Hooters.
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 Anyways, as we were having our discussion about Pixar and inspired by that last Hakuna Matata theme, which I hope you guys enjoyed. We're going to play in my opinion, the very best song to ever come out of a Pixar movie.
I agree. Who sings it? Camille.
I was in Paris last semester.
Oh, what are
listening
you?
To this song, walking down the Seine.
The Seine?
Maybe smoking a cigarette. Oh my god.
Did you see the most incredible thing?
Yes, I was looking for Remy.
Remy.
Anyways.
You know what song it is?
You know what it is. The best song to ever come out of a Pixar movie. And the ultimate vibe.
Do you think it's top 5 Pixar movies? This movie?
Oh yes, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. Although I've heard a bunch of people tell me they don't like it.
You know what? Let's talk about the other films after. Let's get into this. This is Le Festin.
Le Festin.
By Camille.
Camille, oulala.
Au revoir, mes amis.
Play it.
Sortez les repas, je suis...
suis habituée à mon rôle solitaire et triste à nourrir. Je suis amère, je ne peux réussir car rien n'est gratuit dans la vie. Jamais on ne me dira que la course aux étoiles, ça n'est pas pour moi. Laissez-moi vous émerveiller et prendre mon envol. Nous allons enfin nous régaler.
Wow, absolute banger. I think, I don't know if you agree with me, but I think, first of all, I still need to watch a bunch of the new Pixar movies, but I think, I think most of these songs for Pixar are so good, but this one's just like, it could just be like a song separate outside of Pixar. It doesn't have to be
from the movie. You're talking about Le Festin?
Le Festin.
Yeah. Oh, it's just incredible, man. I'm telling you, I was walking through Paris listening to the song. It was literally a dream.
Describe it to us. Your feeling.
It was an absolute festin.
Festin.
I got lost in the music, in the wine, in the cheese.
Oh.
Magnifique.
Magnifique.
I was looking for my... the whole time I was searching for a beautiful lady named Genevieve, I never once met a girl named Genevieve. I was like so sure I was going to find me a French girl named Genevieve. I had no French girls.
Did you?
So disappointing. I had an American girl. It was such, like, I went to Paris.
Studying abroad as well.
Yeah, I went to Paris classic. To hang out with an American girl. I don't know what, yeah, I mean, she was great, don't get me wrong, but...
She ain't French.
I guess I gotta go back to Paris. Anyway, I got a petite
Gusto
PSA for you. Very quick one. Very brief. Very good. Very very good. Very clean.
I think we should do two PSAs. The first one is,
oh, you know what? You can do the second one.
Anyone can cook.
You Jack wanna just come up with your own PSA?
Gusto.
Okay, PSA number one, according to Chef Gusto, is anyone can cook. Can cook.
Can cook.
PSA number two. Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college.
No.
There are actual steps you need to take. Steps that go beyond just getting good grades and staying out of trouble. Truth is, there's stuff you could be doing as early as 7th grade to start preparing.
7th grade?
So if need, start with step one.
What is step one?
Finding an adult who can help. For the rest of the steps, visit... knowhowtogo.org today. That is knowhowto, the number two, go.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and of the Ad Council. Is someone calling?
Yeah, put music. Let's,
well, should we pick up the phone?
Yeah, but it's so complicated, so I'll do it.
I thought you just explained how to do it.
Okay, it's talk meanwhile.
All right. Well, I don't know. Hey, if you were just calling, call back and we'll figure it out. I think, right?
Call has been handled.
What does that mean?
They picked up and... Oh, whatever, it doesn't matter.
All right, we are back.
We're back. Welcome back. I panicked. Anyway, thanks for the PSA. That was
get your kids started early, man. It's never too early. Yeah. Y'all should check out Curious Cardinals. It's a business that was...
Seventh grade?
Well, that's pretty early.
Like starting to like get prepped for college.
Not prepped for college, but to somewhat build up, not exactly a resume, but like who they are, you know? Y'all should check out Curious Cardinals. It's a startup founded by a high school classmate of mine. And it does a similar thing where it's not exactly college prep, but it helps guide young students into finding their passions.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And developing their skills in what they're interested in at a younger age.
Do you have a website?
Probably.
Okay. Say the name again so people look it up.
Nah. It's called Curious Cardinals. This is just a free shout out. Alec Katz, you're welcome, my friend. Speaking of shout outs. Any seniors out there?
Or not seniors.
No, just seniors.
Just seniors.
It's Tuesday today. You know what this Thursday is?
In 2 days.
2 days.
What's coming up?
We got a senior bar night, baby.
Senior bar night?
Senior bar night.
What?
Yep, we got three Tufts bands performing. We have two Tufts DJs.
So many Tufts artists.
At Nash Bar in downtown Boston.
Wow.
Some kind of Western... Well, it was going to be a Western theme, but then, you know, Nashville is not in the West. So we went with... Antonio was really tripping about that. So like, yeah, Western, Southern, Country, Rodeo, I don't know.
Country Rodeo.
We should have just called it like Woody, something like with Woody.
Woody themed?
Woody's Woodhouse. Woody's Roundup. Actually, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That was such a sick scene as a kid, man.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite character in Toy Story?
When I was a kid? Or now?
Now. I was always a Woody guy over a Buzz guy.
I was a Buzz guy.
I was a Woody guy.
I was more basic.
Most underrated? Or I don't know who's underrated, but my favorite now, Slinky the Dog.
Yeah, right?
And, I kind of like Slinky. And the pig, bro. Porky Pork? I don't know.
What about Potato?
Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head.
See, like...
I had the toy.
Such good characters.
Yeah. Oh, the dinosaur.
Rex. I don't even remember.
The drawing dude.
Yeah, that was so creative.
That was so...
So creative. So. And that was their first... Was that their first movie?
I think it's either that one or A Bug's Life is their first, like, full animated movie. Mm. They had, like, shorts when they started in the
80s. Yeah, they had the shorts.
Which, by the way, it was Steve Jobs back then.
What, really?
Yeah, he founded Pixar.
I thought he bought Pixar.
Oh, he bought it?
Yeah.
I think he bought it right before
it hit its prime. Well, it depends what its prime is, because it already came out with Toy Story. Anyways, I hope you guys like Pixar, because we're really talking about it on this episode today. We were really inspired by those
So in February 1986... Steve Jobs purchased Pixar for $5 million.
Wow. Anyway, Senior Bar Night, guys. Senior Bar Night this Thursday. Check out the Facebook. Contact Ben Tenzer for more information if you still don't know about it somehow.
Yeah.
Or ask one of your friends, because hopefully they know.
Awesome bands, awesome DJs.
Really awesome
bands.
We
got Emperor Jones. We got Chrissy D and the Pussycats.
And we got
Plum Island. We got Coro. And we got Mangoes.
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 Where does he go?
Man.
Let me tell you where the mangoes. Mangoes.
Mangoes.
Yeah, that's a good start for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to play like a real song or?
Yeah, we should start playing real music. But hey, good. Go 9 p.m. Nash 4.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Get your tickets.
Get your tickets, man. There's still some tickets left. So.
Yeah. Before they're gone.
Yeah. Before they're gone, you don't want to miss out.
What are we listening to on this beautiful day?
I.
You put like some soundtrack right now.
Yeah, this is the theme for Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
You know what? I'm going to call an audible here.
We're going to listen to like audiobooks? Audible?
No. One of my favorite bands of all time is Queen.
Hmm. Okay.
Her Majesty.
Basic.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay. I'm kidding.
Okay, that's fine.
What song?
Well, let's play a non-basic song. Actually, I don't care.
Yeah. The basic ones are the best. Bohemian Rhapsody is really good.
It's too long.
Yeah, it is too long. What about... It's not radio friendly. What about...
Yeah, so you see the movie, by the way? That was a great
one.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm trying to rewatch that. We got so many movies we want to rewatch, man.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to play. Hopefully you'll like it. If you don't like it, tough titties, man. Anyways.
Titties.
Here's You're My Best Friend by Queen.
Banger. And
from A Night at the Opera.
But that album is great. What about... Nah, yeah, play that one.
Yeah, yeah. All right, enjoy. I mean, hey guys. Whoa, my mic sounds way more crisp now. Was it like this the whole time?
Yeah.
Maybe I just turned
up. You turned up the volume.
Yeah, I turned up the volume.
Welcome back.
It's 1:43. We got another 17 minutes. If anyone out there feels like giving a little ring-a-ding-ding and calling in.
Calling? We'll pick up.
Feel free. You know what the number is?
855-915-9636. That is.
You say it again.
855-915-9636.
I have never once gotten it correct when Juanchi's read it and I've tried to reread it.
No.
My eyesight is poor and the number is being blocked by microphone number 4. So, yeah. I don't know.
That was You're My Best Friend by Queen.
Thank you.
A Night at the Opera. Oh,
yeah.
Ha ha ha. Don't get illusion like that.
Illusion, eh? Okay. So,
do you think Queen is like top 10 greatest bands?
In my humble opinion,
of this century, the past 100 years. Sorry,
I would say yeah.
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 Okay. What about top 3?
I would actually say definitively yes. Top 10.
Top 10. Top 5.
Top 3. It's so subjective, man.
I mean,
for
yeah,
a full band.
True.
I mean.
Yeah.
Beatles, Stones, Queen.
They definitely got way more popular
Bob
after
Dylan's
the movie.
Bands. That's a while ago.
Don't you think? That they got like way more popular after.
Maybe in the more modern.
I mean, yeah,
society.
Of course.
Like,
No. They were super popular before. I'm not saying that. Like, I mean, Freddie Mercury.
Dude, imagine if Mercury lived, man. There's this TikTok account that makes these videos of like what if videos if these celebrities lived, and it shows what they look like, and it's really cool.
Oh.
And the prediction was that Freddie Mercury would, I mean, Queen would go on to dominate and keep doing their thing, and then Freddie Mercury would become a fashion icon, find his own brand called Mercury, and that would be one of the biggest clothing brands today. I could totally see it.
That's cool. That's a cool, like, alternate history.
What if, like, what if Michael Jackson, nothing bad ever happened to him? He never had the issues with...
With the issues.
Well, those issues. Any of the issues.
Any of the issues.
Like, the health issues, the skin issues, anything. And he still looked like Michael Jackson. And he became, like, a politician. Like, imagine. I don't know.
Well, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He would be the guy pursuing world peace. Like, I could totally see that.
I guess.
Michael Jackson's great, man. But he's also terrible in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But, dude, to say top 10 bands of all time...
I mean, top 10, you can put it there.
Well, I would.
Yeah,
I would.
Definitely.
You got to think. A couple names to riff off. The Beatles, the Stones, Zeppelin.
Oh, the Beatles, number one up
the
there.
The Who, Floyd, Queen, AC/DC.
Floyd.
Nirvana, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses. I mean,
these are all
going.
Just 80s rocks.
I know.
70s.
Well, that was a peak of music, honestly. Well, dude, bands are not in fashion anymore. You don't see any bands. Can you name me one band right now?
Yeah.
What?
Like, very famous band?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Never mind. Red Hot Chili Peppers is modern.
No.
Maroon 5.
No. Those don't count. Those are like Chili Peppers, like, last decade. Those are so last decade.
Okay, who's on now?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
I actually can't think of...
Like, I can think of some bands, but they're not like super famous.
The boy band died
like,
with
I can
One
think...
Direction.
Nah.
Yeah.
They died
the last,
with...
It was the last big boy
yeah,
band.
Yeah, maybe. No, what about 5 Seconds of Summer?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Big Time Rush? Anybody?
Big Time Rush. You know what's... But they're still... Like, The Strokes. But like...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they released a newish album, 2020. But like... You know, they're like a decade. Last
Dude,
decade
there's
band.
So many good bands, man. I literally just looked up like best bands. There's so many.
Yeah, no, there's a lot.
Crazy. What do you think of Tom Petty?
I like Tom Petty. You know, the song Last Night is a ripoff of American Girl.
Really?
Yeah, admitted by Strokes.
Really? I don't even...
Like the riff. Is it the...
Dude, we can perform Last Night live on the air and we'd kill it. I'm not gonna lie. Stay tuned.
Are you gonna sing?
I could sing that song. For sure. I could riff that so
You
hard.
Can do... You did a really good voice of
Nick
Jonas.
Jonas.
So I think you can do it. Dude, try to do it. I'll do the music.
Last night, he said.
Yeah, okay.
Now.
We're doing it.
Yeah,
we're doing
it. We'll do it. Anyway, I was at Tom Petty's beach house.
Dude, you said like three like insane things today. Yeah, you know, my brother's best friend's mom was.
Yeah.
I went to school with Hans Zimmer's daughter. I was at Tom Petty's beach house.
I think 2 years ago on maybe the 4th of July,
casual.
Me and the fellas went to Petty's beach house.
Why? Was he there?
Because my best friend. Is related to him somehow.
LA guys.
Like his mom's aunt.
Yeah. Some connection.
Maybe his aunt's ex-husband, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. You said it so casually.
Yeah, and then a couple days later, I ran into Ben Stiller in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam Sandler made me a drink.
Dude, I've seen Sandler 3 times.
What?
Yeah. Actually, I have a photo with him. Number one was at the Malibu chili cook-off.
Yeah.
He was not vibing.
Number two,
other times I saw him at a country club.
Yeah.
I was literally behind him in line waiting to get mac and cheese.
No way.
Yeah, my buddy and I have a running joke that we are boys with Adam and he follows us everywhere. Come to LA, my friends. It is true. You will meet someone. Maybe. I don't know. Frankly, all of my friends who come visit LA see celebrities all the time and I like rarely... Rarely do. Oh.
Oh, I love this song.
It's a great song.
I was going to suggest this one,
yeah, this
but then
one.
I was like...
It also really fits the vibe of the day.
Yeah. Well, we should let it play. We have 10 and a half minutes. Let's let it play. Freddie Mercury.
Yep, Love of My Life.
And, well, Queen.
Love of my life can't
means to me. Love of my life, don't leave me. You've taken my love, you now desert me. Love of my life, can't you see?
You're an air. We have one song left. If you, in case you didn't hear Ben saying, "Shut up, your love song."
How long is it? Yeah.
So we time it correctly.
Alioki, which one? The SpongeBob? Oh, 3 minutes and 34 seconds.
Not the SpongeBob. The one we're gonna put after.
Bob l'éponge, bro. That kills me.
Bob l'éponge.
And they call it what in Spanish?
Bob esponja. You know how the song goes? Vive en una piña debajo del mar.
Bob no way.
That's how I know it. I don't know the English
dude,
version.
Dude, speaking of all-time best fucking freaking theme songs.
Beep.
SpongeBob theme is so good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about a call to action.
Absolutely.
That was whoever came up with the SpongeBob theme song, genius.
Who
engage the audience like that with, was that Pat? I don't think it's Patchy the Pirate in the beginning, but the pirate in the photo. Are you ready, kids? And then we're all sitting on the couch like...
I can hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain. Oh. I can't do it in Spanish.
You're trying to do it in Spanish.
But I realized I don't know any of the words.
You know who wrote it? Derek Dryman.
Shout out to you, Dryman.
Shout out to you, Derek. Double D, DBD.
What's his last name? Dryman?
Dryman. I don't know.
Dryman
like
Green?
Like dry M-O-N.
Dramon. Yeah,
anyway,
man.
It is currently 1:54. We are about to end the show.
Any last calls? Feel free.
Yeah, please. We're intrigued.
We're here. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to speak to you.
And we just
love you. We love all of you.
We do love you. In case you didn't get it with our Valentine's Day LOVE.
I think we're at 1,300 listeners today.
1,300 listeners? Let's see. What?
L is
That's a PR. 1,300.
It's PR. PR. So thank you guys so much for listening in. Again, Juan Chicken Tenders is the name of the show.
Every
we are
week.
Here every Tuesday.
At 1 p.m.
At 1 p.m.
If we wake up before it, which sometimes we wake up like 15 minutes before.
Usually. For me.
I share that.
I think I left 14 minutes before we started today. But I made it 2 minutes before.
Yeah.
I walked quick.
Impressive. He made it early today. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. Any last words before we play this last song?
Yeah. Go to Senior Bar Night.
You know who's performing? Huan Chi.
What? No.
This guy right here.
But you don't know which band, so...
You don't know which band.
You have to find out
but
there.
But come check it out, your boy. Huan Chi will be here. His fellow host from the Chicken Tenzer side of things will be there running the show.
The man himself.
And it's going to be a great time. Feel free to come up to me. We can have our chats.
Yeah. If you guys see us, come talk to us.
Yeah.
We'll be there on the show. We'll sign some autographs.
It's coming to me that they probably don't know what we look like, considering this is a radio show. And
we did describe each other. In one show.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, don't remember.
Do it again.
You got some beautiful brown eyes, some beautiful brown hair, some beautiful freckles, beautiful smile. That's banned for everyone.
This is my boy Wanchi. He's about like 5 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot.
Hey.
Like somewhere between 5 and 6.
5'8", my man.
They don't need to know. He's got like that, he's got like those like, two eyes with a nose that breathes. Got that like gladiator swag,
ripped,
sexy. Yeah.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, all right,
we're gonna give you a little sneak peek at one of the songs that might perform, possibly.
And maybe a song that I might jump on stage for, because I am,
yeah,
I don't know, I'm looking around. This song is called Are You Gonna Be My Girl.
Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Tenzer,
I'm not Thursday? Gonna be your girl.
Oof. Well, listeners, who's
ladies,
gonna be my girl?
Are you gonna be his girl? Are you gonna be my girl? I don't know. If I'm not gonna lie, if someone came up to us and said, "I'm gonna be your girl," in response to this,
yes,
I would probably lose it.
Yeah,
that would be the craziest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
From listening to this show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, yeah.
All right, let's get into it. This one's by... Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say goodbye, but go. Is it your favorite song ever?
No, it's actually not. It's
okay.
Not.
Because I heard This Is My, and I was like, oof.
All right, so this song is by Jet. It's called
Are You Gonna
Be My Girl. Take it away, Jetski.
Jets.
Doses, everyone. See y'all next week. Sound effects are great.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Well, it's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya?